No, you're not dreaming. I'm afraid this is very real. You're trying to move your body, to throw the covers, turn on the lights, scream and vanish in the nightmare. It won't work. Sleep paralysis. Oh, little girl. You mortals grow so confident that everything has a rational explanation. That there's nothing hiding out there, waiting and watching from the darkness. Most of the time you're right. Most of the time. But things still go bump in the night. And tonight, I bumped into you. Let me show you. Try to move your arm again. Pull the sheet from your breast so that you may run from the room screaming. Tense your muscles. Strain. Try harder. Nothing. You're frozen, helplessly staring up at the ceiling, unable even to quiver in terror. Now let me try. You see? Your hand reaching up, throwing back the sheets in one smooth motion before returning to your side, revealing your nude body beneath. Such a beautiful body too. Still so young, approaching the prime of mortal life. I can see your nipples hardening as the night's cool air wafts over them, your belly quivering as you breathe in faster in fear. Where am I? You think you're hearing me from somewhere in your bedroom? As if I would lurk in the shadows just below your eyeline, creeping closer and closer. I am inside your mind, child. I'm inside that beautiful body of yours. Can't you tell? My voice is your voice. You're hearing my words as if speaking to yourself, because I have entered you and made you mine. And, given that intimacy, perhaps we should get to know one another. For once, the question you're soundlessly screaming is a good one. I am a demon. Oh, you really are struggling to free now. But save your energy. Your free will is, for the moment, disconnected from your mortal flesh. And really, we demons aren't so bad. Perhaps I haven't made the best first impression, but you mortals are quite prejudiced against my kind. We helped you get out of that stuffy old garden, didn't we? Surely we deserve some credit for that. Oh no, we definitely exist. You didn't believe in us because this world is uncomfortable for our naked forms. When I walk among mortals, I must clothe myself in flesh. Willing, eager flesh. Like yours. Oh, you weren't eager, you say. Well, our body begs to differ. Or don't you remember what you were dreaming about before I joined you? Yes, you feel it as well as I. A slight wetness between our legs. The sweat still on our brow from a few moments past. A very pleasant, very perverted dream. Little girl or not, you have the needs of a bitch in heat. Even sleeping, you dream of sinning. What demon of my breed could resist? You see, we demons have specialities. I myself am demon of the depths, of desire, dark joys and drowned passions. You might call me a succubus. And it has been so, so long since I had a body I could fuck. Let me feel our body. breasts, ribs, hips. So fragile and so beautiful. It's your mortality that makes humans so special, you know. When all you are is temporary, even experience, every pleasure is so much stronger. Feel our fingernails raking down the skin of our breasts. Do you feel the pain? Your heart is hammering harder. So hard you can hear it in your ears. You can't comprehend how beautiful it feels to hurt. So many different kinds of agony. So many different ways to bend and break this fragile little body of yours. And then, of course, there's pleasure. I'm going to move our hand down towards our center now. Our womanhood. Our drooling, aching cunt. Our pussy lips are still slightly flushed from your perverse dreams, but there's room for improvement. Let's tease the outside of our pussy, rubbing up and around, feeling every tug of pressure. Our fingers brush the hood of our clit without directly touching it. Yet. Now, let me incite your memories. You're resisting. Still. Silly girl. Can you concentrate on blocking me when your other hand pinches your nipple hard enough to make you squeal? No, I thought not. No virgin, but not the filthy slut your desires demand either. Actual sex hasn't always satisfied you as much as you'd hoped. Despite? Or perhaps due to the depth of your lusts. Don't worry, child, it's not you. Most men just don't know how to make a girl come. Like the pretty little whore you are. So why don't I make that task a little easier? Did you feel that? That was me reshaping our flesh to my tastes. The first shaping of many. Feel our pussy quiver as its nerves grow like a flower blossoming. It's becoming more sensitive. Feel your muscles tighten, your lips flush with blood, your flesh hairless and slick with need. Feel the pleasure as we finally touch our clit. All of these things I will give to you, and you don't even have to bow down and worship me. All you need to do is let me in, let me change you. Let me grant your desires, slake your lusts, leave you panting and cum-soaked and begging for more. Do you want power? I'll help you bend men and break them. Beat them down and leave them begging for the honor of serving you. Do you want to be used? Do you want to be hurt? I can make the pain bright as starlight and heal you as you hurt. So that your blood and cum mix at the pool at your feet. Do you want to come, little girl?
No.
Say yes for me.
No.
You can speak again. Say yes. Beg me to let you come.
Please.
Beg for me to shove my fingers deep in your tight hole. To squeeze your clit and make you come.
Please. Please. Oh, please.
Good girl. You didn't think that would satisfy you, did you? I know just how perverted you are. How deep your desires go. Shall I tell you a secret? Mine are deeper. We are nowhere near finished. And you're going to love every moment. Let's start with your insecurities. Let's start with your breasts. Oh yes, I know all about your chest envy. You let me in, remember? You submitted to me, albeit only briefly, of your own free will. I slipped deeper inside you, melding with your memories. I remember when we were 14, when all the other girls' chests were coming out, and ours stood stubbornly still. I remember shopping for bras, more out of propriety than a real need for support. And I remember our envy when Josh left us for that bitch with the C-cups. Don't worry, child. Josh was a tool. And he'll never see a chest like this. Feels like a fire inside your chest, doesn't it? Warming you gently. Filling you up with its presence. Stretching you. Inflating you. Let's move our hands up to our breasts. I want to feel this for myself. There. Swelling just a little. Warming. Embers shooting from the fire. And where they strike the skin of your breath, your nerves explode with sensation. Oh, Hell's Hosts. No, girl, these aren't breasts anymore. They're tits. Firm and full and tight as they are heavy. So supple, so sensitive. And each nipple is as sexually charged as your clit used to be. That's right. Try pitching one. I'll let you move your hand. Perhaps not quite so hard next time. or perhaps harder. That could be fun, too. Our tits are still growing. Rising atop your chest. See how they hold their shape, even as they swell past C-cups? Mortal women need bras for huge swinging tits like these, but yours... Yours, they will be perfect teardrops until the day you die. And these ungrateful humans try to exercise us. Already getting the hang of your nipples. That's good. You slow the growth now. Leaving your chest warm and jiggling. Just a little bit bigger than that bitch of a prom queen used to sneak jealous glances at. The perfect size for a man to grab and squeeze and play. To bury his face in, to slide his cock in between. Would you like that? Would you like a man to fuck your beautiful new tits? Thrusting through the valley of your chest. With your tongue tasting the tip at each stroke. Oh fuck, I love mortal flesh. You've realized your hands and arms are yours to command. Your will and body rejoin as you and I join. You've seen what I have to offer. You know I only want to satisfy you, to unshackle your desires, to free your soul and sex from all limitations. Let me in.
No.
You don't have to say yes right away. But there's one more thing I can show you. Yes, you want to know. You want to feel what else I can offer you. And with your free will returned, you're still plunging your fingers deep into your sopping, sensitive cunt. Such a beautiful slut. You need to be fucked. Fuck it up. hard and fast and forever. But that's only the half of it. New desires for you, little girl. Open wide. Open your mind like you've opened your legs. Let me in. Moving deep inside you. Touching off new lusts. What shall we play with? The need to overpower. To take and tear. Not just to be fucked, but to fuck. Yes. Touch our clit now. Hard. Feel it swelling. Rising. Growing. Scream. Surprise and pleasure. Scream for me. Yes? Yes. We're holding a cock. We're holding our cock. Look at it. Standing tall. Throbbing and twitching with need. Almost too wide for our fingers to wrap around. Just stroke it. Just like that. Just like that. Let me quash that fear and hesitation. We're together in here now. And we need to come. We need our aching pussy teased and penetrated and pounded. We need our swollen cock licked and sucked. Thrust deep into a tight hole. Oh, fucking fuck, I can't. Oh, so much. So much desire, more than I... Cunt and cock entwined. Fuck, that feels... Why limit ourselves to one sex when we can... Fuck, when we can be fucked. And we... Oh, fuck, when we need to be pounded on our backs and have another wet hole riding us, when we need to thrust and pound and squirt. We need to come together. Oh, we need to come. Come together. Come together. So. That's what it feels like to come with a cock. Yes, it is even messier than squirting. Come. Wipe some off our face. Let's taste it. That feels fucking amazing. Definitely addicted to cum now. No problem. Concern. Oh, your thoughts are shifting, flickering like flames. Little girl, I move deep inside you and you let me in. Our desires and memories twisting together like the legs of lovers. Can we tell where you end and I begin? Do we really care? Come on. We could lie here all night making ourselves come over and over, leaking and squirting from cock and cunt and nipples. Tempting, actually. But to really break in our new body, we're going to need to find ourselves a partner. Maybe several partners. We have all night. It doesn't matter. There's no rest for the wicked. Love your neighbor
as you would yourself. After all.